Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Carson City. Danny Thompson, the former head of the AFL-CIO, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Elisa Cafferata, Paul Murad-Khan, and Chase Whittemore. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're in the state capitol in the old Supreme Court, and I'm joined by Danny Thompson, former head of the AFL-CIO here in Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
This past weekend, the horrible news that Assemblyman Tyrone Thompson had passed away. Very well known within the legislature and the lobbyist community, but not so well known with the general public. Would you just share a couple of thoughts?
Just a very well-respected person who, you know, was passionate about education. I mean, that's why he was the chairman of the education committee. He was passionate about homeless issues, and if you knew him, just an all-around good guy. I've never heard anybody say anything bad about the guy. You know, everybody always says nice things about you after you die, but this guy was just an exceptional person.
And the outpouring on social media was just stunning. And our sympathies to the family, of course. Let's talk about this session. Are we where we would normally be with a month to go?
Yeah, I think so. It has been a different session in that, you know, we've had a death now, and then we had two people leave in disgrace. We've got the Republican leader who couldn't come because of illness, so it's been kind of different that way, but I think so. I think everything is as it should be.
And it seems as though the thought from the Democratic leadership, which was don't go too far to the left, stay in the center left lane, seems to be applying. We're getting bills passed that you would expect to have passed, reversals of some of the things the Republicans did in the last session, but nothing that has gone too far, at least yet. Would you agree on that?
I would. And you know, this is my 40th year there, and I can tell you that I call it the political pendulum. And the pendulum swings both ways, and it's best when it hangs in the middle. And you know, I think that the desire to go crazy this time is pretty easy because you've got both houses, you got the lower house supermajority, you got the governor, you've got all the lieutenant governor, all the people that impact the legislative process. So the desire by a lot of people is that, you know, let's get everything while we can. But I think the smart ones are, you know, more confined to let's do the right thing, return things to pre-2015 and go forward.
And for this governor, I mean, he's at the beginning of his first term. He's going to make significant changes, especially with things like tax increases. That doesn't make any sense until if there's a second term, does it?
Well, no, exactly. And I would tell you, you know, to get a tax increase with a two-thirds majority is difficult. So you may be able to get a tax increase in the Assembly, but getting it through the Senate would be very difficult.
And well, you know, one of the examples I like to use for people is when Senator Reid had 60 votes on the Democratic side in the United States Senate, he still struggled to get Obamacare passed because within his own caucus, there were people who were demanding things in exchange for their votes. So just because you have a majority, even a supermajority, doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get what you want.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I don't think people are in a mood for a tax increase. There's not the huge outcry like there has been in the past whenever there's been an instance where there was a major change. You know, 1981 was the last gigantic change where they made the tax shift, they called it. But I don't see taxes passing this session.
But the big question is still on the table. And no answers have come forth so far, is where is the money going to come from for the teachers' raises that the governor promised?
That's the $24, $64 question, because while the Economic Forum said we're doing better and we've got a little bit extra money, it's got a big price tag. And so I know they're working very hard on that issue. And, you know, I know that the teachers are pretty adamant that they need a pay raise, and they probably do. So we're gonna have to wait and see what happens there.
All right, so let's put these things on the table. So potentially you have a strike by one of the teachers' unions. Do you think that that is a real threat?
Well, I think based on what happened in Oklahoma and other places, West Virginia, that is a real threat. You know, it is illegal for public employees to go on strike, but it was illegal there too. And if everybody left, you can't fire everybody,
right,
and you can't replace everybody. And so I think that's a real threat, and I know that's in the back of everyone's mind on those money committees.
All right, so let's look at what some of the alternatives might be. Could you move money from the Rainy Day Fund? At the same time, you've got James Settlemyer, who's the Republican leader, saying don't touch the Rainy Day Fund. Is that an option?
I think the rainy day fund could be an option for, you know, some expenditures. The problem with funding an ongoing expenditure with a rainy day fund is that once you deplete it, it's not there anymore. And so I think they're going to have to get innovative, and there may be some combination of cuts and rainy day money. But Senator Settlemyer doesn't want that fund raided, and I understand why. But you know, it's tough to take money that you've set aside that's not going to be there next time if you spend it, and then, you know, use it to solve an ongoing problem.
Well, and especially as, you know, at some point we are going to have a recession. With the economic numbers that have come out over the last week, it looks harder and harder to see, where that recession is going to land. But all things that go up have to come down. Economies have to be rebooted. But that rainy day fund is going to be needed. You only have to look back historically to what we went through in 2008 and beyond to see what the needs would be. You spoke of potential cuts. Where would potential cuts come from? And I know we're just talking theory here.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I have no idea. I've said, you know, you would have to be integral to those money committees. I have not dug into it that deep. I've listened to different issues that I've had before those money committees. There are savings that could be had, but not the kind of savings that you need for that kind of problem.
And they would need to be ongoing savings, because this
have
is
to be
not a one-shot
savings.
Deal.
It couldn't be, you would have to do some eliminations. And so, you know, they've done that in the past where they went in and swept accounts and, you know, looking at $100. There's not the kind of money you're talking about. The kind of money you're talking about is not, you're not going to do it like that. You would have to eliminate things.
And so money that is intended at this point for one-shot things would not be enough to make the difference?
I think one-shot appropriations are going to get a good, long, hard look. And if not, you know, forget it. I know that the university system, and she has some pretty hefty asks, and I think those are they're on the table with everything else. But at the end of the day, they're, you know, to solve this problem, if there's some combination of some kind of tax increase and, you know, some cuts, you may end up with something like that. Because the other option is you don't give the teachers a pay raise, and then something will happen, I'm sure.
All right, let's take a break. More with Danny Thompson after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Thompson. He was the former head of the AFL-CIO in Nevada and now lobbies at the legislature. One of the biggest issues that we're hearing about, and rightly so, is affordable housing for both Northern and Southern Nevada. But the monies that are available from the state are minimal at best. And, you know, if they help a couple of hundred people, that's great because that's a couple of hundred people that will benefit. But what do you see as the long-term solution? And what I give you as an example is in 1978 in Northern Nevada when the MGM opened, which is now the Grand Sierra Resort, all the exact same problems that are happening today were happening then. You know, roads were too busy, and then you had to have a party phone line because they didn't have enough phone lines. Right. There were people sleeping in tents, the construction workers on the Truckee River. Mm-hmm. How did that resolve itself in the early 80s?
Given all the other problems this session, it's a difficult one that's way down the list. You have funding for teachers, funding for state employees, Medicaid reimbursements, which is a gigantic problem. By example, a provider, a hospital who provides Medicaid services is only reimbursed at 57% of the cost by the state. And in the case of Sunrise Hospital, the largest provider of Medicaid services, most people think that UMC is, it's not. Sunrise provides a third more services for Medicaid. And because of acuity, their reimbursement bounces around 54%. And not 54% of what you charge, 54% of the cost. And so in many cases, in the NICU, you know, they don't get reimbursed enough to pay for the nitrous oxide in the incubator, much less the two nurses standing there. It's a huge problem that, you know, when we expanded Medicaid, they went from losing about $30 million a year on Medicaid to last year they lost $77 million on Medicaid services. And I will tell you, that's an unsustainable business model. If you were selling transmissions, you would have to stop, because getting paid for 57% or 54% of what you actually cost you is impossible.
And all right, so, but now, you know, UMC was having huge problems financially for years, and now they're actually turning a profit under this current CEO. So, you know, there is a situation where losses can be reversed. The other thing that I would look at is you're seeing hospitals and hospital companies buying more and more practices to bring them under the umbrella of doctors. And so, you know, it's always a conundrum to me that, you know, everybody in the medical industry is not making money. The doctors aren't making money, the nurses aren't making money, the hospitals aren't making money, and yet hospitals expand. And there's talk of the company that owns Northern Nevada Medical Center is a huge corporation that could come in and in fact could be actually bigger than Renown for Northern Nevada, you know, which is the equivalent, I guess, of a university medical center. And there's great consternation. So there is money in it, but it's
there
just
is.
hard
yeah,
to figure
no
it
question,
out.
No question, there is. But when you talk about Medicaid, Medicaid is an obligation of the state, and so the reimbursement rate is impossible. And so Sunrise Hospital specifically, the DSH funding that made UMC turn the corner, they keep all that money because they put the money up for the match, and that funding doesn't follow the Medicaid patient. You know, UMC is the county hospital in Las Vegas. Sunrise is a private hospital. But Sunrise, I would tell you, given that business model, cannot sustain that. They can't. And so what happens is they have to look at the services. And at some point in time, the corporate, HCA has 195 hospitals in America. At some point in time, the corporate people are going to go, we can't continue to lose money on that. And so we have to change our business model, and so change what they do. They offer services that no one else do. They have a level 4 NICU. Those sick babies that are treated there are basically obligations of the state because they're Medicaid babies. And if they stop doing that, then those children will have to be sent to California, where reimbursement is at 82%. Idaho is 100% reimbursement at cost. Arizona is 77%. And so if they change their business model and those babies are sent out of state, the state will still be obligated to pay that at a higher rate, plus medical transport, which is incredibly expensive. So hospitals do make money and doctors do make money, but not on Medicaid.
Okay, and just to go back to my original question, how do you see the housing crisis being resolved? Is it just national builders coming into both Northern and Southern Nevada and building like crazy when they realize just what the need is here? Or is there another solution?
Well, that's a huge problem as well, because if you look at the median price of a home in Reno, it's like $400,000. I mean, the market has priced almost everybody out. I mean, anybody who's middle class or lower middle class. And the other problem in this area is wages haven't kept pace with those costs, you know.
Okay, but I mean, what is the solution? Is it a national builder coming in?
I don't know. I really don't. I think that it would have to be something innovative. You know, I've been to Japan where they have love hotels, where it's basically a cubicle where you just crawl into this thing. There could be things like that, but that's not really living. That's warehousing people.
And Caesars has innovative programs like that to build rooms that are smaller and smaller or have multiple people in them. As part of their new business model as they move forward. So a lot more to discuss. Thank you for being here as always, my
Thanks,
friend.
Sam.
Survive the next month.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Be busy.
Four
we'll
weeks.
Be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, as promised, we held over this Power Pundit panel with Elisa Cafferato of Cafferato & Company. We have Chase Whittemore of Argentum Partners and Paul Maradkan, Vice President of Government Affairs for the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. One of the big issues that's being discussed at the session all around the country is the opioid epidemic. What kind of solutions are we seeing for this coming out of this session?
Well, I think you look across the board, there's a lot of different people that are trying to solve this issue. But from a granular level, the school district has an ability to prescribe naloxone when somebody's having an overdose. So having the ability to not only give that to the nurse to be able to prescribe that or to inject that with somebody, but to have the principals and other staff have that ability. That's there's little steps like that, but collectively that'll make a big difference.
You have thoughts on this?
I agree with Chase. I think the chamber's monitoring the issue. Obviously, we have members who have concerns about the opioid crisis, of course, impact it has on families, workforce, healthcare system. So we are monitoring the issue as it develops after the session.
I wanted to flip this to the fact that Las Vegas, the city of Las Vegas, approved the first marijuana lounges. And, we've got transparency bills going on here at the legislature. But what are your thoughts on marijuana lounges and having them next to dispensaries? Is this a good idea, bad idea?
I can certainly see the appeal for a tourist destination to be able to have these lounges where it's legal. I think it runs up against the Clean Air Act that the voters passed, and I think there's probably gonna have to be some issues worked out there. I do think it probably makes sense to figure out some places where people can do this that are public, but I think there's still some issues to be worked out. And you always want to keep an eye on the public health concerns as well.
The gaming industry is not particularly happy with this at all. And I think for a couple of different reasons. One, that they can't partake in terms of having people come in. And they lost $30 million a year when the gentlemen's clubs became a big business in Las Vegas. And I'm sure that they don't want to see marijuana lounges or ancillary businesses being a big business, taking money away from them. At the same time, we need places where people can smoke marijuana.
Yeah, well, I think from their perspective, the people spoke and wanted to include that as something they can do recreationally. And so how do you go about that the best way and provide the best tourism environment for people? And right now, you can go on a tour and go and purchase something from a dispensary, but then you can't use it. So I think this is, it'll be interesting to see if it works. I think there are some issues like the Clean Indoor Air Act that the county's gonna have to figure out. But it's something, it's like a pilot program that we need to see if it works and then see if we can make it a little better.
And we have seen this. Tick Segelblum was on the program a couple of months ago talking about going to the Bay Area and other places that already have these lounges and saying that there's absolutely no issue. One would think that the casinos would be excited about this just for the fact that they would see increased business at the buffet.
I thought about that one. No, but I mean, I think to go to their point, there's a public health concerns. Also, with the gaming properties, there are licensing concerns and the federal impact and so forth. I think the chamber had concerns about the ordinance. We felt it would probably been best way for the state to take action this session, and then they'll let that set the tone, and the local governments follow that. So there may be changes coming. We'll see.
Do you think that there are likely to be changes coming in this session?
I think so. I think there's you'll see some legislation still potentially to come out in the next.
Who would spearhead that?
Well, I think the governor set the tone with his cabinet's board and so forth. So I think you'll see them working on issues, and that's why I think the chamber would prefer to see the state board set the tone and the locals follow that direction. So,
marijuana, the most fascinating topic that we've had in this state for a long time. Thank you all very much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
In addition to NevadaNewsmakers.com, you can also watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.